In that epistle that we heard this evening, St. Paul invites us to look at our lives in the present from the perspective of the resurrection. And he says an odd thing. He says we've already died, and that our life is now raised with Christ, and our life is now hidden with God in Christ. But think about this. We're not dead, we're still very much alive and very much still rooted in this world. And because of that, it can be very difficult for us to have the perspective that St. Paul speaks of in today's epistle. We are creatures and we still live very much in this world. St. Augustine once said, because we are in this world, and even though our lives are now hidden in a way with Christ in God, he says we live in a land of unlikeness, a land of unlikeness, a land where we're at times disorientated. We don't know what's up, we don't know what is down. This finds particular expression in this evening's gospel. And I want to think about Luke's Beatitudes. We don't hear them as often as we do Matthew's. And in a way, Luke's Beatitudes are more like, well, ice cold water thrown in your face. They kind of get you. You think, what are you talking about? Well, let me just introduce them by referring to Thomas Aquinas. And he said there are four substitutes that we put in place of God. These are the substitutes: wealth, pleasure, power, and honor. Wealth, pleasure, power, and honor. And these are the things, says Aquinas, that we so often displace God with these things. So let's think about these four, what we might call sins, or in modern language, addictions. Isn't it true that in our day, it is so seductive and so easily to be seduced by wealth, pleasure, power, and honor? Now let's think again of the first four Beatitudes. Blessed are you who are poor now, or blessed are you who are not addicted to material possessions, but are learning now in the present to practice the way of detachment from material things. How free you will be in your pursuit of God and of his kingdom. Blessed are you, says Jesus, who are hungry now, or blessed are you who are not addicted to the need for pleasure at all costs. For when you live a life centered on holiness and virtue, you can grow in practicing self-denial and temperance. Blessed are you, said Jesus, when you weep now, or blessed are you who are not addicted to power and always needing to feel that you are in control. When you can let go and let God, there's an interior space that can allow for joy to well up from the inside out. Blessed are you when people hate you, says Jesus. Or blessed are you when you are not addicted to the need for honor and approval. You will discover the pleasure that comes from knowing more fully the approval of God rather than the approval of people. How many people devote their lives to the pursuit of wealth, power, pleasure, and honor? And how hard it is, I'll admit, for me, not to put those things as that which I pursue. But Jesus would challenge us and say, that is a trivial pursuit. If in the end, those are the things that you put first and foremost in your life, then our lives are actually being built on values that do not last. When we cultivate the perspective of St. Paul, when we truly take to heart the Beatitudes of Jesus Christ, then we will be inspired by St. John. He lived from the year 349 to 407. He was the Archbishop of Constantinople, and he was known for taking that cold water and in his preaching just giving it to his people. So much that he did this that twice the emperor of Constantinople had him exiled because he didn't want to listen to John's preaching. It was just too much in his face. St. John, a doctor of the Eastern Church, called a doctor of the Eucharist, and many of his homilies are present to this day. Within a century of his death, he was known as Chrysostom, which means golden mouth, because St. John Chrysostom spoke with such beauty, such eloquence, and conviction the truth of the gospel. Let me just share with you one beautiful excerpt from one of his homilies where he talks about the gift of the Christian community. For it's within this community that we are learning what it is to be hidden with God in Christ and have that perspective that John speaks of here. You, my Christians, are my fellow citizens, my fathers, my brothers, my sons, my limbs, my body. You are my light, sweeter to me than the visible light. For what can the rays of the sun bestow on me that is comparable to your love? The sun's light is useful in my earthly life, but your love, Christians, is fashioning a crown for me in the life to come. St. John Chrysostom, pray for us that we might indeed be a people of the Beatitudes, a people who are living now with those values that stem from the light of heaven.